service of our music director and the orchestra, Arlo Wagner. Let's warm up and be ready. Can we start well? First, stretch. Make sure. So you have a different position. You're going to get used to that. We'll see how that sounds like. Shoulders. And let's do.
Thank you.
see on your right, everybody. If I do that, so we're gonna say bass and alt, and tenor and soprano go this way. So this hand is for you, bass and alt, and tenor and soprano with this hand, right? If I do that, one step. This is one step. This is half step. Okay. Next up on the C.
Please. So while we're all getting this out, I'll tell you, part of the reason that this piece was commissioned, for practical reasons, we were looking for something to open this concert. And I'll be very honest, practically, it allows for late seating. And the Verdi Requiem does not really lend itself to late seating after the first movement if you really want to go into the DAC rate immediately. And so a good way to have late seating is to do a piece before the Verdi Requiem. And I spent weeks scouring every choral piece by Orville Peart and Tavner and go on and on and on and on. And nothing quite fit the bill. The way that I wanted it to fit the bill. And I remembered that I had coffee with an incredible composer when I first moved here, and she had mentioned how she really wanted to write a piece for the Oakland Symphony. And I thought to myself, oh, this is the perfect time to get someone to write a piece for the Oakland Symphony. And so I called up Kava and asked her if she would be interested in this, and to my delight, she said yes. And so I am so, 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 so excited to be pairing these two pieces next to each other, having the two pieces in dialogue with each other, it serves more than just a functional place for late seating. But I think, you know, I've sat through many performances of Verdi's Requiem, and I think it is very helpful to audiences and for people who've never heard the piece before to have something to just prepare the way for the 90-minute experience of the Verdi Requiem. And so we have a very fantastic piece to do that. So let's jump in to the end and just go through this a bit. Can we, for the sake of getting into this, start at measure 95? Choir, can we stand? So who's doing the alto solo?
I think it's two of us.
Two of them.
Okay, fantastic. And who's doing the soprano solo?
Everybody.
All of us. Everyone. Fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, so just so we know, everyone, I go into... Wait, do we need clarification? So, two people are doing the alto solo, correct? And the question is one person or is everyone doing the soprano solo? They will be mic'd.
Then so for measure 112 is the full soprano section.
Mm-hmm.
112, 13, 14, 15, yeah.
Got that?
And then my only concern is around balance for the alto solo. There's two solos and soprano section. So.
No, it's the one, two solos here and right. Then the beat.
Okay,
have one and one.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Fantastic. Okay, choir, just so we all know, bar 119 is where I go into two. 119, I go into two. And then I stay in two until 146. 146, I go back into four. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can I take this back to bar 101, alto? This is before your entrance choir, this is before your whole entrance. And what I am missing right now is the beautiful crescendo and decrescendo that Kava's written for us, right? Right now it sounds like a wall of mezzo something, and it needs to sound like music. Can we do that, please? Thank you. 101. Thank you. 101. Oh, the crescendo is great. Can we give enough time to the diminuendo? Right now, the sound just dissipates when we come down. Can we really be patient and pace the diminuendo over the entire two bars, please? One more time, if you've got it. This is the first thing the audience hears of you, and it needs to be absolutely glorious. 101. That last eighth note and put a little tenuto mark over it, right? You don't have to rush through that. Give yourself a little time to get into the next bar, please. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, much, much better on the crescendo, decrescendo. Sopranos who are sustaining tenors, basses, just be careful that our whole notes don't cover the melody, that we can always track the melody in that, please. This is one last time, right at 103. Just give you a bar and three beats, altos. Thank you. 138 through 145, can you actually play with the chorus? Because the strings actually double them in those bars, and I think it'll be really helpful to have them. Choir, can we try something? It's not in your part, but this is the joy of doing new music. Ha, 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 ha. 138, 139, 140, 141. Can you put a crescendo in your music? Four bars. 142 to 145, diminuendo for four bars. You already have two bars of it in 144 and 145. So it's four bars of crescendo, four bars of diminuendo. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can we take it from Sopranos, 138, please? Remember, this is in two, which makes the downbeat of 140 absolutely critical, because you're singing after my downbeat. You all are responsible human beings, and you can count. Please do so. Thank you. 138. Ooh, can we get one F and one ooh, please? Thank you. Incredible, but it requires every cutoff and every entrance to be absolutely together. One person singing one note for 1 millisecond too long, and it's like, oh, that's not the vibe we want to give. So please just really connect and really, really count. And it's slow music with just half notes. It's so easy to just want to sing and not have any rhythmic pulse inside. It has to continue, please. One more time, 138, and we'll keep going. Thank you. to see really, really, really fantastic things. Just some things I want to address that I think will help us. Look with me at bar 164. This is what I think we need to do. And Kava, tell me if this is what you're thinking. Can we do, for sopranos, tenors, and basses in 164 and 165, let's do the half chorus. So only half of you sing. Let's do this. Can we divide soprano ones? Soprano ones, you divide the two notes. Can we do that? Does that work? And then tenor ones, bass ones, only sing in 165. Same concept, 166, 167. These are the people who will all sing. Altos, you will all sing your line for 164 and 165. But then only half of you will sing in 166 and 167. Does that make sense? Tenor, same thing. Only half of you will sing 164 and 165. All of you will sing 166, 167. And then we're back to everyone at 168. Make sense?
Yes.
Question.
168, the tenors have two parts.
Right. So do what you've been doing there. So divide normally there. Yeah. Yes.
Basses and altos also have an AC at 166. First split or everywhere?
So first split. Just first split. Yeah. So for the half chorus things, only split with first. That's just the easiest way for me to make that decision. And it shouldn't be fortissimo. So take your little pencils. Hopefully you've all got pencils. And if you have a whole note with a tide over it, between 164 and 167, mark it mezzo piano. This needs to be a lot less. Yeah. Mezzo forte. Sorry. Mezzo forte. No. Just the first one. Yeah. And then do what you have for the second one. Any questions about those four bars? Yes. Altos, you stay fortissimo. Basically, what I need here is more of the melody and less of everything else. And this is one way to achieve that. Thank you. Beautiful. Can I take it back to 146, please? 146. And the same thing. Orchestra is playing along with you, but choir. Come, oh, come, night stars. All of those entrances need to be absolutely clear. If they're not clear, it sounds not good. We don't want that. I don't want that. 146. Altos. Oh, yeah, stand. Oh, yeah, stand. Last thing. Altos, my challenge for you. Every time you have this dotted half note, it's a rule of music. The note needs to move. It needs to do something, right? And right now I'm hearing, come with a come when the sun. Right now it's come when the sun. Come when the sun. Everything leads to sun. Thank you. Altos, much better in line. Let's make our first note, our first entrance, absolutely unified in pitch, please. Thank you. 146.
Come when the night sun comes.
sopranos, tenors, and basses now that we've cut it in half. This is the downbeat of 146. Here's three and... Sorry, what did I say? 164. My apologies. 164. Sopranos, tenors, and basses. Can we just hear this chord? There's three and... Flat is riding a little bit high for everyone who's singing that. Just be really careful. Let's listen to it one time. Keep that pitch right in the center, please. Here it is, three. Ah. Yeah, yeah. Can we have, raise your hand if you're singing the B flat? Yeah, can we have less of it? Yeah, dynamically, I think that'll help. The thing about chords is sometimes it's an intonation, sometimes it's balance, so we play the game. Yeah, it is three and. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, we'll keep looking at that one, but it's that one. It's luckily, you do have the woodwinds playing with you, so the chord is in the orchestra, but we have to make sure that we are singing in tune. Otherwise, it's two entities out of tune. There was something I was going to say. Really beautiful, everyone. Ah, yes. Sopranos, 154. It really applies to sopranos, but tenors and basses, you can take this too. Can we add a diminuendo into the first bar? So bar 155, sopranos, write a diminuendo in your music. Just to get out the way. You all come in like gangbusters on the downbeat, and the poor altos are fighting for their lives. So we need to just be a little sensitive, please. Also, 159, 150, 160. Come, oh, what's the word there? Yeah, can I get so much of that L on love? Come, oh, love. Where? Oh, it has to have that feeling, and right now it doesn't have that feeling, please. Thank you. Let's start from 150. Come when the sun. Issue is, sorry everyone, it's often intent. Come in the night or come in the day is mezzo piano, correct? And then we have a crescendo in 157, 158. And then we say, come, O love. That has to be an arrival, and it does not feel like an arrival. It feels like both statements are the same. One has to lead to the next. The musicality leads those statements, right? So can we add that crescendo wind so that we really get that, please. Right at come in the night, 156. So I need a nice, gentle, not crazy crescendo one day, but something that really just keeps the momentum going. Come in the night. It's three.
Thank you.
before 182? Come with the wind, there's drifting snows. You are well. That's how it has to feel. So no breath there. No breath there. And altos, I'll make your life a little bit. I'm sorry. Sopranos, I'll make your life a little bit easier. Altos, tenor, basses, 179. Can we drop our dynamic there? And can we start at a mezzo piano at max? So you're going to do the three bars of crescendo, and then you're going to come back down to a mezzo piano. Just to clear space, the sopranos have lots of text to get through in these three bars, and we just need less massive sound from you all to create some space there.
Right now, I have no breath. I'm marking for no breath between 179 all the way through to that original breath at 182.
Yeah.
Are we continuing that
no breath
all the way through now?
If we could stagger it, it would be fantastic. Yeah, thank you. I think that gives the best architecture. Thank you. Let's take it from 172. 172. Our natural tendency to diminuendo as we come down that, and can we find every piece of? Oh, did we add that? Did you add that?
No.
Yeah. Can we fight against our natural tendency and just really sustain? You are welcome, and then we drop down. Thank you. And we have so much time now, and I know I'm not making our lives easier. Come with the winter's drifting snows, you really, don't beat me to the downbeat. Do not beat me to the downbeat there. 179. Chord basses and tenors, just basses and tenors. Can I hear those notes, please? Thank you. I'm missing the E flat. The E flat is what I need more of. Just tenors and basses. Last welcome. Here it is. Thank you, everyone. Welcome. last two bars. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thoughts, comments?
I love you. You're amazing. Beautiful job, everybody. I just made a couple of notes. At measure 159, altos, you have the melody, even though it looks like it's disguised in some chordal stuff. So right where it says, come, O love, the first altos actually are still carrying the melody right there, so come out with that melody, please. Let's see. Can I comment on the half chord?
Yes, yes, yeah. What do? Yeah.
I liked it full.
You liked it full?
I did.
You want everyone to sing?
I do, or an experiment would be to still keep all sopranos in and maybe have the pared down tenor and bass.
No, I can. Let me. This is welcome to live music. This is what Beethoven was doing back in his day, friends. This is what we're going to do. Have a seat. Have a seat. Let's do this. Ignore what I said. I said, you know, this is. I've been doing all this research on Verdi Requiem, and part of the reason for all of these additions is that he didn't make so many decisions. You know, he was just sort of like, ah, yeah, do this and do this and do this. This is part of the process, right? 164, everyone sing now, back to what we were doing, but let me amend the dynamics,
okay.
Because I think that will give me what I want and give you what you want. So, everyone sings 164 to 167. The dynamic now, 164, 165, sopranos, tenors, basses, mezzo forte, altos fortissimo. So the only thing changes now is the dynamic of the sopranos, tenors, and basses. And then 166 and 167 should work as is, with sopranos, altos, basses at mezzo piano, and tenors at mezzo forte. Do you want to hear that?
Can I add one thing?
Yes.
One thing that might help you, well, especially soprano and tenor, when you're doing the you, it sounds a little bit pitchy because your is too close. Yeah. You tall and wider and delicate. Even if you have this dynamic, it's that right? To the think that round, resonant, and more open than like that. So that's okay.
Yeah, let's back up to this spot, 159, come, O love, wherever you may, just so we can really bring out that, first alto line, please. Thank you. In moments like this, friends, it's not just alto one singing louder, it's everyone else singing softer, right? That's just like a natural rule. If a conductor's like, oh, I'm not hearing the thing, your thought shouldn't be, oh, I'm not saying that, so that comment isn't for me. Your thought should be like, oh, I wonder what the thing is. I'm not hearing the thing. I want to hear the thing. How do I sing softer so I can hear the thing? 159. Takes care of it. Fantastic. What was the other thing?
Just one more note at 180, measure 180 and 181. If all sections can crescendo equally, I am losing the alto part again there.
Okay.
Specifically at 180, going into 181,
especially when you land on that G flat on 181 altos. I want to make sure I really hear you. It just sounds like some of the sections are crescendoing more than others. If everybody can kind of be a wall of sound, that would be great.
Yeah, and it'll help. The orchestra is also playing underneath you, yeah. So they'll help distribute that as well. Fantastic. Anything else?
That's all.
Fantastic. Have a seat, everyone. One question, yes.
Some of us have a whole note, some of us have a half note. What do you want us to do?
Hold on.
In
fantasy,
they have a, I think it's a,
doing
should be half note.
Everyone should have a half note at 112?
Let me think.
The orchestra has a whole note.
Oh, then let's keep it whole.
Everyone should have a whole note. So alto solo in altos, it really is just the altos it affects. Altos keep that, yeah.
Except sopranos for, oh right, can we go up to that?
At measure
112?
Oh yeah, just sing a dotted quarter note, mm-hmm. And then.
So you have the breath.
And covered in.
Ah, actually yeah, it would be a breath. So sing a half note breath and then ah. Just like that. I'm already over. All right, thanks everyone. Let's move to Verdi, please. Let's give a big hand to Kava. All right, this is what we're going to do, friends. Verdi is going to be a little bit out of order for the rehearsal today. We're starting in the Zonctus.
Let's go get it done. You're all in good voice now.
Now let's see if this will stay. I'll survive. No, it's the weight. I don't think it goes up.
Maybe this one can, because we have some.
At least some.
Maybe a little bit higher.
A little bit higher. Oh, yeah, I can at least. Kind of.
Is it?
Yeah, wait.
All right, friends. Now, here's my question. Have we talked about sitting, where we're sitting and standing? And...
Not yet, no.
Okay, what I would love in my crazy dream is when I give the downbeat of the Zonctus for the entire choir to whop. So it's a really fast for bass ones. But the only other option is for me to stop, stand you all, and then start the Zonctus, and it just doesn't feel dramatically satisfying. And I'm here for the drama. So let's try it. So the previous movement ends, I'll give a glorious cutoff, and I'll look at the choir, and when I go, like that. Whoa! And here's the thing. It will be so cool because you all will stand before any sound comes from the orchestra because the trumpets play off of the downbeat. So it should be like this. Okay. Oh, see, oh, you're good. You're good. Let's try it. Oh, yeah, let's do the end. So this is the last 1, 2, 3, 4 bars of the previous movement. Into.
Sound.
at the end. Measure 127, 128, 129, 130. Our very final Hosanna. We all have that S at the same place, at the same time, and it did not sound that way. Right? So just that is one of the pinnacle moments where all of this double chorus nonsense is unified into one unified text. And it has to be so. Really fantastic work on this, everyone. The thing that I would say is our soft singing just needs to be softer. Right? And it's so easy in this piece to really try to muscle your way through it. But when Verdi gives you the moments where it's piano, where it's mezzo piano, where it's really we can shade things, we need to do so. The first place of that happens in measure 41. Measure 41. Soprano twos, when you start this series of Benedictus, it has to be in a completely different space. A completely different space. Not just dynamic, but a different character. Can we try to get into that? This is tricky. Yeah, let's just go back to the top of it. This is measure 9. Oh, no. From the actually beginning, because I really want our zontus beat to really clear cutoff. Right down with sort of zontus. Really clear. From the top. We don't have to do the standing thing. I trust you all. We'll do it tomorrow with the orchestra and see if my trust is worth it. The other one's cut off on two. That one is short. That's the idea. One more time to really solidify that.
Sanctus. Sanctus. Sanctus.
Soft dynamic through all of this. We can't get loud as this continues to go until we get to bar 55. 55 is when it really starts to creep up. Altos is where I really need a lot of it in 52nd. When we get to that there, and they do that, really needs to come through. Really fantastic, everyone. I stopped us because baritones, basses. This is very interesting the way Verdi writes this. Bar 74, in nomine, can we put a diminuendo in that bar? Bar 74, bass ones and bass twos. In nomine, can we get softer as we go down? Because the altos come in pianissimo, and right now we've missed their entrance from our accented figure. So just shade that away for me, please. Let's start at 69. 69. accents. Keep the accents, but just get softer, right? Same spot, 69. Here's a one, and. Enough for me. Hosanna. Right? This is, holy, Hosanna. Even if you don't believe it, Hosanna. Right? And Verdi writes the figure in there for us, chorus two, Hosanna. He literally writes the carrot top over it. Hosanna. Hosanna. Can I start with alto twos at 75, please? Alto twos at 75. This is tutti, but starting there, please. 75. Here's a one, and. Soft. And friends, we have to really be careful. Jesse, can you play starting at 85? The what the orchestra has. So this is not the time where you get to Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Everything is still, all of it is still there, right? I'm demanding a lot. Verdi demands a lot out of us, but it all has to be there. Bravo, Jesse. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Same spot, 75. 75. Here's a one. And. Can I take it from 115, please? 115. Hosanna. Here it is. 115. And what? Thank you. it together. Sopranos, just so you know, Hosanna in excelsis. Right, so keep that eighth note to as late as possible in that moment. Hosanna in excelsis. So, fantastic. Can we just do it from there? Measure of 131. 131. Yes, what? Thank you. We'll take our break here. When we come back, we'll be in movement 7 in the Liberamento. Thank you.
Confidence and the power and the musicality to make this absolutely gorgeous. So thank you. Your work.
Please read my notes. Because I was surprised that soprano, you didn't know that you you were supposed to sing the entire cover. I wrote it in my notes, so you didn't read. Oof. Read my notes! And really, no, but just, I really appreciate the, your loyalty to the organization also. I felt that a lot. And so now, your job right now is just to make our music conductor proud, because you worked a lot. Really, you're not done. I'm going to add more and more things, but it has been my really, really great, great pleasure working with you. So thank you for welcoming me.